This would be a nice song to step to. Yeah, that joint be fire. That joint be fire. I'm just stepping so much.
Hey, it's salutations, everybody. Salutations, everybody. Salutations. This is QKJJ Podcast, and you're tuned in, and we welcome you. We got Queen
Jam
in the house, and King Jerry is in the house. We got a little something for you. Know, I was just love playing around. Maybe want to do a little scatty act.
We got Jerry on the keys, and we have Q on the mic. Waiting for like a lead, but it's crazy because it's like,
hey,
you have to come, you gotta meet the other person drama. There. And now I know when people are performing live, yeah, and they're looking at their band like, come on,
if you don't pick it up, if you don't pick that mess up.
Because Summer Walker has walked off countless times. She's like, no, I'm not doing this. And then she'll have her DJ come on. He's like, why are they messing up my girl music? And right, people don't understand that. You know, you being in a crowd and you're just like, just go ahead and sing. But
yeah,
you want to feel something before you start singing. That's why I was just like,
hey, man, I was nervous. I ain't going to lie. Okay, being on pianos and yes, I've gone from drums to trombone to piano. Right now in front of you and just raw,
right,
and very uncut. So
this is, where'd you get your training from? This is all church training.
Okay, don't do that.
This all late night church training, y'all.
So when it comes to the drums, yeah, I'll go for the old church, you know. Everybody know that feel when you mess around. You got that nice, good old church service. You know it's hitting
right. You're all the way over there.
My bad, y'all. y'all know y'all. You know y'all got that. You know that church service. That.
Right, the praise dance joint out there. That's when stuff get real. When that praise dance gets started. It'd be some manifestations up in there when the praise dance gets started. That's all I know.
Yeah, real quick.
Because I get excited. Mm-hmm. My tree's like, doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom, doom. And you know it's coming up because they conjure it up slowly.
Yeah.
Because, and then you have the people that start standing up, and then you're like, oh, okay, this is where this is going. You know, right, got the lady that always falls out, and got that going on. At least if you go to, you know, there's all these different denominations and all
right,
that stuff. Because I didn't know as a child, you go to other people's churches and they don't fall out.
Oh, baby.
I go to other people's church and I'm like, why is it just so quiet? Like, why is everybody, there was no, like, praise? You know, yeah, beginning of the church I went to, the gospel, free gospel, you had about 6 songs before the church started, before actual service started.
And shout out to all y'all that, you know, that's out there and y'all still doing it through COVID-19.
Yes, going to church.
And, yeah,
bro,
you know, and praising.
Speaking of going to church during COVID, bro, we saw this video.
Uh-huh.
Of this church did I show it to you?
I believe
it's
you.
A video.
You did?
Of the collection plate.
Yes,
on the, what is
on
that?
On the Tonka truck. On the RRC,
yes,
remote control Tonka truck. They had a nice little nice little collection
bowl
on the back of that.
To it and going to around each row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was amazing.
That'll,
you know,
do it.
They're going to make it through COVID no matter what. All right, shout out to y'all. Either way, if you're listening to now, you have realized that we have actually rebranded.
Uh-huh.
And we're very excited to let you know that QKJJ, which was formerly, you know, Queen and King, by Jim and Jerry Wright, that's our brand, is, so QKJJ is now Truth Sessions, Lifting the Veil, or TSL TV for short. Boom. Okay. Fireworks, 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 fireworks. Cha, 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 cha. Boom's going off. I said boom's going off. Bombs going off. Okay. As always, we are your guides, Queen Jam,
King Jerry. Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, why did we rebrand? Okay. Mm-hmm. Several reasons. All right. One. Did you hear Essence is letting go of all its staff?
Sorry, that was a little quiet. A little louder.
And not even to like laugh at that or anything like that. The simple fact that we need black media more than ever.
Correct.
And I'm talking about the correct black media, not the black media that, you know, is just gossip or, you know, celebrity news and updates and
right.
Putting down our fellow black people and stuff like that, starting drama, etc. We're not going to do any of that.
I will add in, from the current news right now, when it comes to SS Magazine, all employees at this time have been furloughed. Mm-hmm. What worries me, you all, just on the end, since that this black business is not able to keep up with the digital platform, and
yeah,
you
would hope, like a lot of people in Google.
Exactly, and you would hope that especially that large media base has, you know, enough space or opportunity. You would hope. I use that very very loosely, because when we get into a world, especially where we're moving forward when it comes to the aspect of streaming our information, mm-hmm. you would think that the digital realm is what you want to invest in. But we can only hope for the best, and also ask of you, like many others that are in the black media platform and in the realm, donate to, you know, Essence Magazine, because truly, if they're not getting any type of larger help, either that, you know, comes from some type of stimulus from government, or some type of funding that would be able to help them, especially through COVID-19. It's always going to be the people that ends up rallying and saving that said company, enterprise, business, or whatever. So we just wanted to, you know, make that very clear. We are lifting a veil today, and that's one of them. Anytime yes. you get into independent media, it is definitely that. You're an independent company yes. that yes. relies on the people and or yourself. For Queen and I, we definitely rely not only upon you as listeners, but also that energy that we have within ourselves, that fire that burns, that wants to get out and give you this information, and wants to encourage you each and every day, and wants to give you a positive aspect throughout life. Even though that we go through negative hardships, mm-hmm. there's always a possibility of something better, and that is you. So we ask of that, not only within ourselves each and every time we come to this podcast, but definitely through our black media platforms mm-hmm. and all those that have been around.
Yeah,
my first time experience Essence Magazine, I'm just be honest, fellas. When I was younger, my mama didn't really, you know, at one point, she had me come back, you know, come to whatever hairstylist or wherever she was getting her hair done. And on the, on the counter, wherever, you know, you were at that black-owned hairstylist, mm-hmm. they normally had abundance of black media, especially when it came to magazines, and one of the yep. ones that stuck out was Essence. Yep. So I'm on in until, you know, I grew up and I was able to, you know, have, you know, I options outside of that to see other types of black platforms. Essence was one of main, and of course Jet and a few other Ebony magazines.
Oh, dang, you took it away. I was gonna
I'm
say
sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All the way, I was going to take it back even further than Essence, because it's definitely Jet. Jet was my magazine. Like, shout out to all my Jet beauties.
Yeah.
That was the very first page I scrolled to. I'm like, I want to read the Jet beauties. What do they like to do?
Yeah.
What are they, you know, what are their, what is it called? What is your occupation?
There you
I was
go.
Always excited to listen, to look at them and see everything about them. That was my first page. Jet was very tiny. It was like this tiny little pamphlet for real.
Right.
And I was very sad to hear that they were going out of business. So this is another Essence didn't say that they were going out of business. They said this is hopefully, for 6 months, the max, and hopefully it is, because, like I said, we need black media that encompasses everything.
Exactly.
And not even Essence alone, but there's other smaller platforms like ours.
Right.
That is not, like I said, just going to be just gossip or celebrity news or, you know, celebrity updates and stuff like that, that we have to support. Because they're there to provide information, to incite thought, to, what is it called? Yeah, give insight and invoke thought in you. So that's also important.
Right. And at any point in time when you're, especially want to find some type of similarity with the media brand or whatever, wherever you're getting your information from, you want to make sure that it's as close to the source as possible. Yeah. So again, definitely do your due diligence, please. With any way, definitely, because they've been here for a while. They have they have the room, they have the energy, they have the drive to want to provide you with the information. Mm-hmm. Again, it does take support, and just again, we appreciate you definitely checking in the QCHJ podcast, lifting this veil. We're going to jump right into it.
Right, it's now a truth session.
Oh, absolutely. Our truth session, we always ask how your week is doing, and we hope that you also are having a fruitful week from all the seeds that you have sown so far.
Facts.
We hope that you do, because we actually have seeds of our own that are growing.
Yes, exactly.
So what did we do this week?
Actually, we grew a microgreen kit from Hamama Greens. I'll post the link. I believe I posted the link in our last description as well, because I believe we talked about that too. Yes. And we recorded several videos on our YouTube, so you can click that link in the description box as well. And go over to our YouTube page and look at those videos. Give them a thumbs up, subscribe to our YouTube page, and share the video, okay? Yeah. All those three things, $3.99. All right, that's all we ask for. Okay,
just a little support.
Just a little support, and we're being nice about it. You know.
Yes.
And the other thing as well, like we always talk about, hopefully gain some better understanding this week. I this week ran out to the store for a quick moment. Ran into this lady at Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I would pretty much picked up some stuff from the store, standing in line, ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I glance like back in the aisle of the store and like turn back around, this lady was standing behind the lady directly in front of me. I said, "Man, we have a line." She said, "No, you don't." I was like, "We're all in line. Like the person that's behind me, they're all in line." She was like, "Well, I looked and you weren't in line." And I said, "Okay, well, did you look 6 feet? Because we're standing 6 feet apart." And she was literally, this is how you know she was wrong. 2 points. We're standing 6 feet apart. You're not standing 6 feet apart. She was literally on the heels of this lady behind me. Okay. What the hell?
Hey, y'all, I tell melting. You, I am doing my best to make sure that you are entertained, okay? This
right
is
now.
Why we are here, to keep ourselves entertained and provide you with the information that you are looking for to survive each and every day.
I'm
Queen,
done.
Let them know, because you're not the only black woman, but I'm going to make sure that I add this heartbeat so y'all understand how to pressure.
Bro,
don't let this stress
get to you.
I was so
done, but like I said, she was wrong for 2 points, because we are standing 6 feet apart. You're not standing the 6 feet. You know the little stickers they have in the store where people are standing now? You're not standing on a sticker, man. That's what I should have told her. Either way. And then we were standing, you know, once it gets to, the line gets to a certain length, you just extend down the line, the aisle of the store.
Mm-hmm.
You don't start to turn catacorner to the line and start to extend towards the door.
Keep it real.
She wasn't even standing down the line where they had the circles for you to be standing at.
And what she said?
And she was like, "No, I look, and you weren't standing there." I said, "Okay, ma'am, I'm pretty sure the lady in front of you can validate that I've been standing behind her the entire time, because I had just asked her if there was anyone else in the other line next to her, because you couldn't tell. Like I said, the lines were long, and you can't see down the line, the aisle of the to the next line.
There you go.
So you see someone standing there, but you're like, is there another person 6 feet behind them?
Now, does this person have a mask on?
I don't think she had a mask on now that I think about it. Y'all, either way. And she stood there and she was like, no, I look, you weren't there. I said, okay, ma'am, sure. So then I look and see, like, this is a whole, mind you, like King said, she was a white woman in her Dollar General uniform. All right. I said, you know what, ma'am, you got it. And I just let it, kept it pushing, because there's a certain way that people address you. Like when you start to address them, like, hey, like, just FYI, we're standing in line. She immediately was confrontational.
There you go.
It was, I looked and you weren't there. And it's like, it's not even about all that. Like, just get behind me. It's not that deep. You in line with two bottles of Pusk. Cow pus.
There you go.
And some white bread, like AKA shorty.
Cow milk.
So I looked at this, you know, analyzed this entire situation. She got the cow pus, you know, she walking Dollar General, part sleep deprived, part dehydrated. Great. So she's not even thinking rationally. So I'm like, okay, sure. I go get in another line that is a lot shorter. Mm-hmm. You know, and the lady walked up and was like, I take the next person. I walked over and got in that line. I turned around, looked at her, smiled, and wave like a penguin off of Madagascar. Okay, kept it pushing, and I was like, bro, I promise you. And I was waiting for her to be there once I was walking out, because I was gonna wave again, okay, penguin Madagascar style. But she wasn't there. The lady that would have been in front of me that I was originally standing behind was still there. So that means that she was like, oh, you know, I have a lot of stuff, since you only have the tea bottles about, you can get in front of me. Y'all, I was, and I know y'all probably like, you know, it's not that serious, but it is, y'all, because I'm a person, like, you can hear the story. I was thinking pretty clearly, okay? There are people that this situation would have been presented to, and they would have been like, I've been waiting for somebody to try me out of quarantine, okay? And would have just popped off. We get it.
No, I'm sorry.
We get it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You feel me?
I'm sorry.
Like, y'all don't understand. Like, people, and King will attest.
Yeah.
Who I was then.
Yeah.
Is different from who I am now. And there are certain people who, like I said, have just been waiting. Like, we've been in quarantine this whole time.
That's true.
And you have the nerve to get an attitude about a position in the grocery store. I looked and you weren't there. You clearly didn't look 6 feet. So, either way, I moved on, I came home, told King the situation, we both, you know, like, laughed about it, moved on. I got in the shower, I was still heated about it. So, I said, I know that there's only one Dollar General on this highway strip to the Aldi. So, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call her job. Yes, I did. Called her job. And I called up to the Dollar General that's right on that highway, because it's the only highway that's right, like, 2 minutes away from the Aldi that she was at. I called the Dollar General. I said, hi, can I speak to the manager? Spoke with the manager. And then I said, hi, do you happen to have, like, a long blown ponytail? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay, check that off. She's not the manager. Boom. This is Claire calling from the Aldi, the manager from the Aldi up the street. I was calling to let you know about an associate that you had there. I believe she either just left her job or she was on break there and came over to the Aldi, but I wanted to address something that happened with one of our customers. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, so what happened? So I said, you have an associate. She had on a black shirt, some jeans, her name tag, and she has a long blonde, low blonde and gray ponytail. Did not have on a mask. Do you know who this is? She looked, and she was about, you know, yay high, and, you know, this is pretty much what she looked like. Gave her the description. And she was like, yeah, that's our associate, da da da. And I was like, okay, well, can you please let her know that she is no longer welcome in any of the Aldi stores, because she decided to not go along with the policy in our store, and she also assaulted a minority shopper while she was there as well. And she was like, what? Are you serious? Not so-and-so. And I was like, yeah, she's no longer allowed in the Aldi stores. Let her know that. And I hung up the phone and I moved on with my life. Y'all, I didn't tell King this. This is what I did. No,
she did not tell me.
I did not tell King this is what I did, but I was so fumed. I was like, how could I? I feel so much better. Like, y'all don't know how much of a relief that was. And who knows, like, what her day was. She's probably, like, she probably went back up to the Aldi trying to figure out, like, did you call my job? Y'all, the Aldi is even under construction and everything. I didn't even notate that. Y'all. I feel very satisfied. What about you, King?
That I did not know. I did not know that information, y'all. I am completely shocked here. Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
What do you think about that? Do you think that was the right approach?
We will see. We will see.
This was weeks ago.
I understand.
This was weeks ago.
What I to turn on a brighter note here.
Bang, bang. I'm just kidding. I didn't do that.
Okay, that was really good. I thought about y'all. That would have been crazy.
I thought about it. I planned it down to the T, but I was like, no. I was like, Jeb, just move on. The fact that she thought of that elaborate plan was enough. You know, it was already premeditated. We moved on. But at the end of the day, y'all, we ended up going back to that Aldi too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, babe, we're going to see if she in there. We're going to see if she back in the Aldi again. And babe was like, oh, don't try and get all big now that you got somebody with you. And ain't that messed up, y'all?
Because that's what happens. People try to get all big, man, when they get a crowd and stuff like that.
That was messed up. You should have held me down. You should have been like, yeah, let's go to her job.
Nobody said that then. I said, don't try to get all big and bad because now you got a crowd with you. That's the problem, son. That's the problem with people. Anyway. Going to something a little bit more positive, okay? So, lately here, you all individuals that's been out there going along to these fast food restaurants and sitting in line for your meal, I said, I'm just going to give people less time to wait. And I'm actually going to help a few people out, all right? Mm-hmm. So, hey, I've decided I put myself on the line a couple times. I was like, look, babe, let's go ahead and go out, whether that's been Checkers. Actually, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I went to McDonald's a couple of times this month, and it's been about years. Okay, I want to say years since I've ever been in a parking lot, stared at a McDonald's, even attempted to try a drink there again. Yeah. But it's been years since then. And I decided, I was like, look, I'm just go ahead, go through, you know, give it a shot, boom, boom, I'm done. But in that meantime, I paid for a couple folks' meals, and I hope that you are satisfied and been very helpful throughout that process. And if you have the opportunity to do the same, just try. Definitely ask how much the person's meal is before you decide to pay for it. Because you don't want to be caught up in a position where your card isn't going to accept it. That's not what happened to me. I'm talking about you. So that I was just saying, don't put yourself in a position where you can't pay for someone else's meal just because you want to do it for the goodness of your heart. Make sure you got yourself covered first. I made sure that I asked, especially at, I'm just tell you all, I'm not sure what's going on over at McDonald's, but before you pay for someone else's meal, they have to go get a manager over at Checkers. They really didn't care.
Yeah, they were like, oh sure, you sure you wanna do that?
All right,
yeah,
McDonald's. Okay.
Give me a second. I gotta go get my manager so I can swipe your card a second time.
Right. Authorization. And do you want that receipt? Yes, you do, just to verify.
Yes,
that
we paid for a quarter pounder meal.
There you go.
I hope that you enjoyed it, babe.
Exactly.
And that was inspired by when I was in college. There was this lady who actually paid for my meal.
Yeah.
When I was in line at McDonald's, and I literally was on my last few dollars, went to McDonald's. And I was like, okay, went ahead and pulled up to the drive-thru to pay. And she was like, do you know the person that was in front of you? And I was like, no. They're like, oh, well, they paid for your whole meal. And I was like, dang. Because the only thing I could think about was I got a small fry when I should have got a large.
There you go. Next time, I think I'm going to do a stipulation, which is paying cash. But then the next thing I'm going to say is the only thing that I require of you is to ask that next person to pay for that next person's meal. And if they don't, just credit it to the next person that they didn't cover, because it makes them look crazy.
They'd be like, "Oh, okay, well, your meal isn't covered anymore." But I thought you just said no, that was only if you applied to the stipulation. And then what if the person behind you's meal is higher?
It's just a credit. They pay the difference.
Yeah, I was about to say that's even you did that because you paid for your meal and then paid for that person behind you. So either way, even if that person's meal behind them is higher priced than their meal,
correct,
they still didn't meet you at where you at because you paid for your meal and the person behind you. All I know is
if you got a little bit of a credit and take something off at a discount price, that seemed cool. But I hope that you all enjoy that too as well and try and utilize that portion because I think we've gotten away from actually caring about other people. And it's just a little
acts of kindness like that, just a little rare. Yeah. And that's what I asked King too. I was like, if the meal was like $100, what was you going to do?
Split that to 50. And hopefully whoever is behind got the other 50. But I probably or 25. Maybe get the quarter of the way there. But anyway.
Funny.
Oh, like also, I said. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Gonna move on to the next thing.
Uh-huh.
People have been asking for us to read the letter that we received when our neighbor had like complained about us. We'll read that next episode. Yeah. Recently though, we installed a camera, y'all.
Y'all won't believe that one. Okay, yes, we said that we installed a camera. Let us know also in the comments and respond back to us what type of security system you have. Mm-hmm. If you've been thinking about getting camera yourself, and definitely let us know how it's going. If you have it directly hooked up wired into your system, or replacing where your doorbell was, or if you actually have a system where it's a battery based and you have to continuously charge it. But since we've actually installed our camera, we've seen a total difference in the
Still a little noisy, but they try and realize like we're on camera, like get in the house, like stop, da da da, and it's right. like oh
right
before you know y'all were just having it up.
Before you didn't want to be civil nor talk to from what you said before, you all, I don't want to talk to you people,
yes,
is what we were told. But it seems as though when a camera is there, people are willing to
a totally different way.
So you all, we want to also encourage you, if you have the money to do so, definitely invest in your own security, in your own protection. I'm not trying to scare you into anything, but it's always good to have a second, third, fourth pair of eyes, especially when you're not around, and to alert you to whatever's going on. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly, because we got this after we had to call the cops on her after repetitive times of her son knocking on our door, running into the apartment pretending like he didn't do it. We would question her about it, and she's like, "Oh, it couldn't have been him. Are you sure? Well, I wasn't there, so I don't know." Great. And then after the last time we called the cop, she was saying, "Oh, do you work with, you know, the guy that I happen to be fornicating with? Because if you're at that same department, well, he told me, you know, not to move in here. But since I did, he said you're either going to have to get a dog or a gun." Correct. So guess what?
Right.
We ended up getting the camera. Yeah. So now we know. So don't think that we're trying to bully them or trying to spy on them. Mm-hmm. They force the hand like most white people end up doing. And forcing your freaking hand.
When you want to play rock, paper, scissors, there's always three options, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't just have to have a gun. Don't just have to have a dog. But there's a camera installation that you can definitely go about.
Yeah, there's several options. Now, that's not listed.
Exactly. Now, the funny part is, since we've installed the camera, I don't hear too many more of that nigga knocking either.
Yep.
I don't hear too much more of that, which is kind of suspicious. Mm-hmm. That's what we talked about before, and now it's not happening anymore.
Interesting.
Very interesting, you all.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also say as well
that they are begging to be famous.
Oh, yes. And we will release their famous artistic viewership.
Mm-hmm. We will release the art that is the racism next door.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. The racism next door. I like that one. That's really good.
Me too. I like it.
That's really good.
Yes.
Racism next door.
Okay. Lighter note. Update on the foot massager. Y'all know that we are pretty peed.
Snap.
last time.
Yeah.
We have it.
Have it today. What you think? Be honest. Be honest. Don't lie to those people.
I want to find another one. I want to go into a store and test out different ones because this one, it looked very nice. It has the swing arms so you can adjust the arms to massage your calves and
stuff. Pending.
Like, yes, exactly. The calves and everything. But it, one, my calves are very thick, okay? Barely fit inside of those. Two, there is one single roller at the bottom of your foot that is being pulled from the front of your foot to the back or to the back to the front, and it is piercing.
Users may vary.
Users may vary, but it is very painful, and it's only on the very least intensity. So, like I said, I'd rather just, instead of, like, returning it to Amazon and getting another one and returning it and getting another one, I'd rather just go into the store, test them out, and then see which one that I actually want to buy. Because there was one that I fell in love with when we were working in this mall. They had a, I think it's called, like, Brookstone in that exact same.
That's actually the name of the store. Wow.
Yes,
she's serious about this, you all. Anytime Queen mentions the exact name, she's serious about it,
all because right? Because I used to walk down there on my breaks. So we would be standing all day because we worked at a kiosk.
Yeah.
I would go down there, put my feet in there, and I was like, I'm going to get this massage. It was like $300. Oh. And now I think the one that I saw a few years ago is $300, like $100 now.
Something like that.
And I'm like, do I still want that one? But I want to try it out first, blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whew, y'all. It's been a lot, but we going to figure this out because we're investing in our health, in our foot health. Can you help me too, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you, B. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we're doing. We're, like, investing in our foot health because, as you know, we're ice skaters. I'm an ice skater. King's a hockey skater. And, figure skater. King's a hockey skater. So, that's pretty much what we are doing. And that makes a very huge difference. And making sure that you have the blood circulation. Like, when I was watching the reviews, it was like, you know, it's going to help you circulate your blood flow. And we need that. Very, very needed. Foot health is very important. And it's just like little things like that that people don't tell you. Being able, if we could get all the way to like the very base of this conversation, there are certain things that should be standard in your healthcare, i.e. massages. I shouldn't have to. Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have to invest in a massager, but, you know, there's certain things you don't want to always have to go to someone to get things done. It's nice to have, like, a little machine there when you need, like, a quick little massage, and you don't have to deal with, like, conversation and all that extra crap and driving there and all that extra. But there are certain things that should be standard. We should all know what a massage feels like and the standard practices and the do's and don'ts. And they're said that people are like in their 60s and 70s and have never had a massage or never ridden flown first class. It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me, but I am moving.
I got a way to fix it, y'all. So this is what lifting a veil is all about, all right? I'm going to be completely honest. Oh, snap. This is real time. I didn't knock anything over and we're good to go. Anyway, I'm going to be completely honest with you all. Exactly what Queen is talking about, preventative maintenance. When it comes to the body, that's a 50-50 aspect. 50-50 upon you and your encouragement to get up every day and utilize your resources, your body to keep moving and definitely take the safety precautions that's necessary to make sure that you're improving your body. The second step is the health industries that you've definitely spent your long life pushing your money into and making sure that not only you're safe, but your family is safe in case any type of illnesses, viruses, bacteria may intertwine within your life or your family's life. I want to be completely clear when I say this, and I try not to get too political also while we're on this podcast.
Yeah, but being black is political, so we can't help you.
It is what
here.
It is, right. No, seriously, your local votes count as well. On a larger scale, you all, we know that there's games that we have to play with And playing in that game definitely depends upon your local community and your area. If you're not in an area where your county, your even your state cares about your health, not even a single bit or a tiny bit, yep. I would encourage you, if you have the resources, to get out of that state and or county and make sure that you put yourself and your family in a position where you're in a state or county that cares about your health and they're putting your health first. If it's in your benefit to go with a particular plan, go with that particular plan. If it's in your benefit to have multiple plans but directly influencing different things that either you or your family needs, go through that process. Don't be illiterate in the information that you're being provided with your health, with your health care. And always, lastly, include dental. All right?
Whew, yes. All right?
Always include dental and find a way that dental will be included within your health care, because what you take in will specifically affect your body, your thinking, and definitely the longevity of your life and your family's life.
Facts.
So I just want to make that very clear today. If you have an issue with your insurance and the way that your health is being literally balanced and weighed in the front of your face and in the entire world, please make sure that you're doing your part. I tell you all the time, get outside and go ahead and go for a walk. I don't care if it's to your mailbox.
Yep.
Make it a couple rounds. Come back. If you can get a little bit further, make it a mile. Mm-hmm. If you can make it more than that, make sure you have some water with you. Keep it up each and every day. But outside of that, definitely, if you want to make a change when it comes to your health insurance, we all been...
Queen and you can still enroll and as well, because I know there's a lot of people very ignorant to this process.
Yeah, man.
And from what you see when you're trying to like enroll in certain plans, like say you already have medical but you want dental, they will tell you, depending on your medical plan, they'll say, well, this is only the certain enrollment period, and if you don't, you can't enroll during this enrollment period, but you can seek out those health plans and enroll within a, like 2 weeks or a week, you know, depending on, I think they, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this or whatever, but I believe they start like the beginning of the month. Because that's mostly what I was getting. They were like, well, it's going to start on the 1st. It's going to start on the 1st. So I believe you get in the middle, it'll probably start on the very beginning of the month.
What's that word I'm looking for? It's sort of kind of like stipulations, but there's always circumstances that these companies can
work
upon for you. Be clear, where were you, especially when it comes to dental? Look.
Yeah, get multiple. You know how you get like your refrigerator, you're trying to get your refrigerator fixed, and they're like, get multiple quotes. For your health, for your life, whether you're going to a therapist, whether you're going to see somebody on that, get multiple quotes, you know, and try and see what works best for you.
Yeah.
Because it may not work for you.
Like you said, car, okay?
Yeah.
It's like a car, and you know, you need work to be done. But let's be clear. Exactly that. What you do take in is going to have a clear result, and what you do on a daily basis is going to have a clear result. But take that time. If you have the resources, as I told you, please make sure that you're in an area, in a state that cares about your health. It's easy as you listening to us right now. You can search this, which states actually provide health care at better rates. There's always stipulations and practices that are happening within each 50 state. And territory. So, you know, do your due diligence and please stay healthy because we need you.
In fact.
Right.
And we're going to move on to, as always, you can join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag QKJJ podcast. But now I believe the hashtag we'll be moving forward with is TSLTV.
To the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any partners who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. Most importantly,
remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge. Oh, today is National Smile Day.
Yes.
If you were following us on Instagram, you would have seen that cute little... what is it called? Like a little digital graphic. I'm always confused on what to call those things. The things you make on Canva. All right. I love those. And I took the time because there's like everyone calls them something different. So It is what it is. Okay. But I took the time to create that, and that was today, and we put a cute little picture there as well. So it's important to smile. Smiling releases a lot of great chemicals for your brain. Smiling also, the laugh lines that all these celebrities try to avoid, those are the ones that you want. You want to smile, you know? It's very nice.
Yes. Now, a little bit of what I am sipping on today. It is a mixture. I do have some H2O down in the cut, but yes. I'm definitely with some tequila today. Jose Cuervo. All right, well, a little bit of a ginger ale with a lime, little spritz there, mm-hmm. and of course some cranberry.
You gave people a whole cocktail recipe. Saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. I see. But what medication do you have? I actually made that same in potion for Queen too as well.
Yeah, that was when you heard me saying, can you help me out too or something I said earlier.
Yes. Also, but, our medication, I'm not sure either.
Yeah, me either. I'm not.
That's not good.
Because I don't think, because we put it in a different container than what it comes in. So we end up throwing away the actual name of it. But I'm pretty sure we had some type of indica or something. It's like 24 karat gold we were also had this week. Because I'm trying to remember what we actually picked up. It was either 24 karat or like a gelato of something.
Yeah, so. But as Queen told you before, if you want to be my friend, my favorite strain is definitely Sour Diesel. That sativa is amazing. Get you through the day. Me personally, again, this is just me speaking upon myself.
Yeah.
And how it affects me. And I appreciate the sativa, Sour Diesel. Yes.
I don't have a specific strain that I like, but I do like the brand Dog Walkers. They're okay. So tiny and so cute. I love those Jays. Just saying. So, we're going to get through with some... you said, go! We're going to get through some housekeeping really quick and then move on to the rest of the podcast. We've already covered, spoke a lot. Because every time we come back and record with you, we have so much to say.
Yeah.
Great. Not only have we rebranded our podcast, we also rebranded the format of our podcast. So don't worry if some segments are moved or taken out altogether.
Yeah.
Another thing that I keep forgetting to mention is that we have a shop live every Monday. Okay, you hear me? We host, Queen Jam and King Jerry host a shop live every Monday at 7:43 p.m. on Instagram. Every Monday at 7:43 p.m. on Instagram. And you can catch the replays of those past lives that you haven't seen yet.
Yes.
On our Instagram at qk.jj. Also on our, and that's on our business Instagram, on our personal Instagram at Queen Jam. We started, and I'm also thinking about changing the name because it just feels like it's just me.
Yeah.
But reviewing, we also have Reviewing While Black IGTV series, mm-hmm. and we're always looking for legitimate
black owned businesses to feature on our Reviewing While Black Instagram TV series. And I said that specifically, legitimately. We don't want to mess around and find out that you faking. No, we don't want
you not black owned.
We want, like I said, we want that black own businesses to review. All right.
Mm-hmm. And this is where we showcase your products live. We unbox them. We give honest feedback. Mm-hmm. And if you like, you can even join us and we can interview you and like ask you questions like why you created your business and tell us about your product. But if you don't want to get on live, we completely understand. You can we'll let you know when we go live and then you can just tune in and watch with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually started the Reviewing While Black IGTV series because people kept asking, where are all the black owned businesses? So boom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can go and check all of them out. And you can always watch the replays on our IGTV and some of the businesses we've actually featured on our YouTube page as well. So click the link in our bio and you can be directed to our YouTube page. And if you're looking to be featured on our Reviewing While Black series, your black owned business, DM us or contact us via email with your business information.
Now, exclusive access to us and our content can be found on our Patreon page.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up for as low as $1. $1. $1. Y'all, that is four quarters 100 pennies and everything else in between.
That is 100 pennies.
You know, I understand that for our Duchess and Duke tier again.
Yes.
$1 and higher tiers even go through our crowning ceremony as well. For more information on that, click the link in our bio and visit patreon.com/TSLTV. Thank you. Our store is open 24 hours, 7 days a week, just like your local 7-Eleven, and just like 7-Eleven, as I mentioned, because it's online. Click the link in our bio to browse, or visit qkjj.org, because it's right there.
Yes, and if you see a product online that you want to see what it looks like live, then you can go watch the replays of our shop lives on IGTV, mm-hmm. or click the link in our bio to be directed to our YouTube page where we have many tutorials. Now let's get into our man news.
All right, y'all!
Okay. You only get that live. You only get that struggle live. Yeah, so on a serious note, last week we found out the verdict in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Grand jury came out saying that, so I'm not sure who you are if you don't know, but if you don't know by now, Breonna Taylor was actually shot dead by police in her Louisville home. A grand jury has indicted one officer in relation to the shooting into her neighbor's home. So he's technically getting charged for missing.
We're moving on. That's exactly what he's getting charged for.
But for missing. But no officers were charged for their role in Taylor's death.
Crazy. You get charged for shooting in someone else's home. But not the home that you went into. With a no-knock warrant.
Exactly.
Stupid!
In the spirit of saying people's name, former officer Brett Hankinson was indicted on 3 counts of wanton endangerment.
Said it? Wanton?
Wanton, like a wonton soup. Oh. Because when I kept hearing people report about it, I was like, they're saying wanton. And you know how I have people abbreviating and pronunciating.
Wanton endangerment. And two other officers who opened fire were not
indicted for Breonna Taylor's shooting death.
Now, let's be real, y'all. The family was awarded. Breonna Taylor family was awarded $2 million as a settlement. Now, I want you all to realize what we just said. Yeah,
this was prior to the grand jury coming out and coming out with that. But we had also known, Grandmaster Jay had also told us, like, what you're going to get from them after he had sat and spoken with, like, the district attorney and everything. You're probably not going to be thrilled with the outcome.
Okay, first and foremost, the Attorney General, which is Daniel Cameron, this is what I want to let you all know of Kentucky. The Attorney General, his name, he is a black man, all right? But all skin folk and kin folk, all right? Daniel Cameron, again, he is the Attorney General of Kentucky. He happens to be the son-in-law, hear me, the son-in-law of Mitch McConnell, who happens to be buddies, best friends, a part of the same political party as Sir Donald Trump, and a few other Republicans that are out there that are definitely wishing and hoping that you all don't vote this November. So I just want you all to keep in mind that all skin folk and kin folk, when it comes to your local ability to vote, that man, that man that still shares our same skin did not, as Attorney General, do his job the way that he should have. We all know what happened. Those charges for homicide should definitely be premeditated murder, if not more, y'all. I'm trying to see it all. I'm trying to see everybody that opened up shots go down underneath of the jail and never ever see the light of day. Because if it was anybody else, that's exactly what obviously would happen.
The crazy part, sorry to cut you off, but the crazy part, I'm thinking about back to, like, the thing that people don't realize is, like, with these police interrogations and investigations and stuff like that, they have so much time invested into this that True. It has become personal.
Right.
When we have worked, and not to reduce it to this, when we have worked in a call center, they have always told us not to take it personal.
Yeah.
But apparently, officers are given that leeway to take it personal. Because even if, you know, police officers could be hearing this now could probably be like, we're not taking it personal.
They have the resources to make it personal.
They have the resources to make it personal. You have the time. If I'm sitting outside of your house at 3 a.m. on a Tuesday, it's personal.
Yeah.
Just looking at what you're doing, traffic coming and going, and I'm taking the time to stake out and put trackers underneath your car. It is personal.
Yep.
So that is why this case has so many freaking layers to it. We are gonna read a short article that was put out by USA Today regarding the reason why the charges weren't brought forth against Brett Hankinson. Was that his name? Brett. Yes, there we go. Brent Hankinson. There we go. All so right. It says vigorous self-defense laws likely prevented homicide charges in Breonna Taylor's death.
This is USA Today, and I believe the date that we have that set for is September the 23rd.
I'll post this in a description as well so you can read the rest, because I'm just going to read the first few paragraphs. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the end, the case went down just as many criminal law experts predicted. No homicide charges were filed against any of the three Louisville Metro Police officers who fired their weapons during the aborted March 13 search that ended in Breonna Taylor's death. The identity of the grand jurors who made that decision Wednesday is secret by law, so unless they volunteer to speak, their reasoning may never be known. But it likely hinged on what Attorney General Daniel Cameron told reporters Wednesday, Kentucky's vigorous laws on self-defense. Mm. Cameron said that there were no homicide charges against Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Officer Miles Cosgrove, who together fired 18 shots, six of which hit Taylor, because they were justified in firing after being fired upon.
12 shots.
So pretty much you're going to hide this under self-defense. And that's another thing that Grandmaster Jay has also pointed out on their entire... When people are... What is it called? Like, coming against them and saying, like, hey, why aren't you all shooting at anybody? Why aren't y'all just going up and shooting people down? He's like, you can't shoot anyone until someone shoots you, and then you can hide it under self-defense, because that's how they play it. If they want to hide it under self-defense, don't shoot anybody until they shoot you. Don't until somebody do something to you.
And then, someone does shoot back at you, you don't just shoot back at them.
You shoot to kill. Point blank, period.
Criminal defense lawyers said they were not surprised by the outcome, including the decision to indict only former officer Brett Hankinson, who already had been fired for shooting blindly into Taylor's apartment. The biggest surprise is Hankinson's indictment on three counts of wanton endangerment, they said, is that charges were for bullets that went into adjoining apartment.
Not Taylor's
apartment. Into an adjoining apartment. And again, not Taylor's apartment, which is
six. Anyway, okay, seven criminal defense experts with an average of 37 years of practice told the Louisiana Courier Journal, part of the USA Today network earlier this summer, that homicide charges against the other two officers were unlikely because they had a right to return fire once Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, fired one warning shot that police say struck manly in a
femoral artery nearly killing him. Great. We're going to leave the rest of this absolutely. For you all to dive into because this is a very heated conversation. We could go on for hours about this.
I mean, they came by late at night, right?
That is your job. If your job is to be in the line of fire, right. Which everyone has always, anytime I've heard about anyone going into the police department, everything, that's what you know your job is. You don't go into war thinking, oh, I'm just going to hand out marshmallows to all the soldiers passing by. You know what your job is. You know you're going to be in that line of fire. So they should have also factored that in. They decided like, okay, yeah, I know I'm going to be in the line of fire, but I'm still going to panic. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of the officers doing, either panicking without thinking about it or panicking and knowing that they're panicking because they're shooting to kill our young black and gifted queens and kings out there. And that's the thing that's crazy because what you said with we're reading the article and they're talking about we shot because the boyfriend had done the initial warning shot.
Which is actually that what is a gun not your owner job within that state.
Your job is to de-escalate, figure out what's going on. Someone fired one shot at you and your
which was a warning.
Immediate response right. is to fire immediately back into the home after we heard from several of the officers.
Right.
I saw one person in there and I saw another person in there who wasn't armed. Well, another story was, we went in there and it was only supposed to be her and her kid. It was only supposed to be her and her kid? And you're telling me that you still went ahead after you heard that one shot rang out? Am D-O-N-E by any means necessary, y'all. Point blank, period. Okay? Done.
And we just
they are out here, like I said again, killing our young, black, and gifted. Imagine if this was any other race, ethnicity, whatever you want to formulate it.
You call them a terrorist.
Their
right?
entire country would rise up. You feel me? I can't help but wonder what she was going through at that time. Because hearing all these stories of just like black people eating ice cream in their home, and then an Amber Geiger comes along panicking because she
that was drunk, the first one,
because she drunk
within
sexting
your home,
with another officer
within your home
and have no clue what's going on, bum rushing to someone else's home, even if the door was locked, unlocked. Who gives a flying piece of poop? You come in and like just. Black people just sitting, minding their business in their homes.
My man was eating ice cream.
And just to be gunned down. King and I sit here all the time. And I still, as much as I try to suppress it and move on, not even think about it, I still, like, any moment, as small as our apartment is, we have nowhere to go.
Got something for him.
Exactly, but the simple fact that I'm sitting here watching Netflix and I can't help but think, dang, somebody could just kick in my door for some white woman calling saying, oh, I feel afraid.
Excuse me, that wasn't a threat, but that definitely was
a promise. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Meet me in the kitchen. What's good? So I'm just saying the simple fact that I'm sitting here watching flipping Netflix with my husband and I have to think about, dang, somebody any moment could just kick in our door for any moment because someone feels scared. Some white woman got some tears that someone else saw.
Crocodile
and
tears.
Now
yeah.
someone wants to come out and rectify some shit that's not even valid.
Nope.
There are people who don't even have to think about this. And I know you probably are like, y'all you're overthinking it. No, because everyone thinks you're overthinking it until it happens.
And
ain't nobody going exactly. And ain't nobody going to tell our story. Ain't nobody going to tell the full story. Ain't nobody going to tell we've been harassed by our fucking neighbors. and that the police department won't even show up anymore when we call and ask for help. Ain't nobody listening to that side of the story. But all you going to hear, oh, some black couple made some white woman feel afraid for her damn life. And I refuse.
Which apparently, if you're not afraid, why would you talk to us or be anywhere in a near distance?
To be a headline where I am sitting there and someone else is talking about what happened and trying to go over the facts and decipher what the flip happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. He going to tell you what happened. Point blank, period.
We are our ancestors, but we will not be victims.
I'm letting y'all know. Don't take these people for granted, these little moments for granted. Speak up. Arm yourself. Not only physically, but mentally. Know the law.
There it is.
In and out. There are people. The only people that I was taught practices the law on a daily basis were attorneys, because they're actually practicing it in the court and you're actually talking to someone who could say, no, that's not. We changed that yesterday. How could you not know? But these officers are out in the field. When you're out in the field, there's no supervisor coming to say, no, that light wasn't blue, it was green. There's no one coming to fact check. If that officer says you ran the blue light, then you ran a blue light, point blank, period. So that's what I'm saying. There's no one coming behind and fact checking them. So you have to be the fact checker. No, that's not the law here. Okay? I'm not going along with this.
No, I do want to skip size real quick. I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. The threat within inside of America is definitely not black bodies. To a degree where Herbert Hoover said that the greatest threat to America was the unity of black people.
The only way black people could be a threat to this world in general is if we do not contribute. We are. That's all I gotta say. We are. Point blank, period.
If you don't contribute, y'all.
If we don't contribute, that's the only way we could be a threat. Because who figured things out? Cotton gin, peanut butter, traffic lights. Hear me.
Exactly what we're utilizing right now. The chips.
That GPS, that was a black woman.
All right. What we're going to do, we're just going to. Because right now I can tell.
And I know y'all like, they lifting this damn bed. This veil is ripped off. has been ripped off, okay? We're moving on in her transformation. I hope she finds peace, Breonna Taylor, all the queens and kings who have suffered at the same hand and had to experience that trauma in their last moments. We hope that in your transcendence, you find peace.
And our heartbeat will continue to go on as long as we speak the name, we don't forget, and we continue that process again. We're not here to just... get your blood pressure up to the point where we're endangering you, but we're definitely trying to get those neurons firing where you're understanding it's serious.
No one's going to take you serious till you take yourself serious.
Right. We're recording right now after not only the presidential debate, but we also, this was another a part of our man news. We found out right here in America that our United States president and first lady actually have COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this just to be very outspoken and to be very real about the issues that are surrounding us right now. If you or a loved one has been affected by COVID-19, or if you know that a family member, friend that has died from COVID-19, and it's apparently very much so real, I want you to keep very much, much so an open eye. I want you to be aware of your surroundings, the people that you're coming in contact with. I want you to be safe. Yep. Put your gloves on, put your mask on. It's not a game. Wash your hands. Just take the safety precautions necessary. Y'all already know
we
us.
Talked
when
about.
We dap each other up, give people the elbow. We had that in place years, 4 years ago. Plus, okay? We know how to dap each other.
We was crazy.
Wakanda up.
Who's laughing
okay?
now? Okay.
We please, y'all. I know, I don't want to be too political, but all I'm saying is I've been in the same space as each and every one of you. I've been there on the front line, being someone that's stocked the shelves. I've been someone that cleaned up. I've been someone that's been in a call center now, okay? Mm-hmm. On the phones, talking to these healthcare, in correspondence with healthcare providers and those nurse practitioners that go out and go see people. I've been in the position where I've also been directly in contact with the nurse practitioners. What they do, they run their tests. I've been in a position on the opposite effect, like many of you. Been into the hospital, been sick before. Mm-hmm. All I'm trying to get to you is just the realness of it all. Please don't take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. Where we are right now, apparently, if you got some money in your pocket, you can get through some stuff. Huh. If you don't,
get you some new feet if you want it.
You can get yourself, like Bay said, you can Dick get yourself
Gregory
some
said, new. Dick Gregory said, I know about organ stealing, but as bad as my feet hurt, you know how bad I want me some new feet?
So
if he say out loud, he going, you know, if he gonna
say, he, you know what I'm saying? It's people that have actually been there, and it's funny, and you know, people definitely make something out to be. There's reality and there's consequences behind everything. Donald Trump has said something completely right, and there's a few things that you should take over in his lifespan and the words that he's posted up. Voting and elections definitely have consequences. This is your consequence. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that anybody else probably would or would not have, you know, been better or not been better, but this is your consequence of what you see in front of you. Your local government, those governors that are there, your state attorneys that are there, that's your consequence. So keep in mind, when it comes to November, what your job is. It's your consequence. We have federal judges that are being lined up that not only pick one of each and every one of us off, but they're thinking about, you know, future generations, at least 2 to 3 generations in advance. So please use your time wisely.
You gotta think 2, 3, 4, 5. Us as a people, we gotta think 20 generations ahead. You feel me? So
The last thing I'm gonna keep y'all with, ladies, the biggest way that you can also.
Oh, I think you about to touch on what I needed to say. So go ahead,
ladies. You're independent. You don't need nobody to protect you. To be for real, protect yourself. Nobody is going to say that a black man should not be there to protect you, because that's our role.
Yeah, that's responsibly given. No one needs to say that.
But when that black man, that black body is in there to protect you, you are all the protection that you need. Arm yourself. You have the right of the Second Amendment to bear arms.
And you have the right to actually read a book now.
Yes.
So take the chance to read a book.
Yes.
And equip yourself mentally, because it's not always about shooting at somebody.
There you go.
It's also not always, you have to shoot at them with your mental tongue. You should have a lethal tongue. Not also lethal in your hands, but lethal tongue.
Yes. Speak up when you're speaking the truth. Okay. What we're going to say, too, next thing, what I was going to get into. If you haven't read the Willie Lynch letter, specifically deals with the implications of mental programming.
We can read it.
We can, but the mental programming.
It will be a few episodes from now, because we already have the next two planned.
Black men and women, when it comes to your children, the way to bring the break. That Willie Lynch letter, that implication, that subscription that they were planting inside, all those seeds.
Yep.
The way that you can get rid of that is to not walk in fear and know exactly what you're dealing with. But again, I don't want to get too far into this. I just want to let you know that our commander-in-chief of the greatest nation on the planet, the United States of America, number 45, has contracted the coronavirus. And so has the First Lady.
Well, let him say it. It's the, what is it? The Chinese virus?
Yeah, that's what he would say. Now, if and I told Queen this too. If COVID-19 was a gangster, that gangster's motto would be anybody can get touched.
Okay, anybody can get this work.
Remember that. COVID-19 is a gangster, and anybody can get touched.
Yes, facts. All right. Okay, these are all facts. And that's another thing I was going to say as well. Like, I'm all for this whole, you know, protect black women, protect that black women. But as we can see, protecting black women is not enough. It's not sufficient. Black women, we gotta protect our own damn selves. Arm yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, auditorily, emotionally, optically, you know, with your vision and what you're hearing. Arm yourself. You know, get away from all these people that are giving you that negative energy that you don't need. Focus on the positive and what you can actually do, and hone in the power that's within you. Because at the end of the day, you need to protect yourself and then just hope someone's there to help you protect yourself.
Yeah.
That's just straight facts. I don't know how else. And that's another thing that we said as well. Like with this new podcast, we're going to be telling you the things that you need to hear, along with the things that you want to hear. Because if we were to just tell you what you want to hear, you know, yeah, somebody going to protect you. But then when no one protects you, you're going to look at us like, why didn't anybody protect you? But now that we're telling you, you need to protect yourself, now it's up to you.
Yeah.
You have to put that in there. So we're being honest with you and telling you this really because we love you. I'm not going to take the time to tell anyone that I don't love to protect themselves. I don't care. Yeah. You feel me?
But that's true. That's true. We didn't care. We wouldn't be giving you this information. It's very useful information. You have time. Please just take the time. Useful. I don't care if you're doing a you know, 50, 30 push-ups each night. Do something to get yourself prepared, because I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
Get your
there's other people.
Coordination under control.
Hey, something, man. There's other people. I don't care if you're throwing eggs at people, man.
There are people, and this is the thing that gets me up in the forenoon. While you sitting there asleep and. And all the drool dripping down your face, there's someone contemplating your demise. There is someone picking you apart as you rest. As you get your sleep, you feel me? Someone is sitting there like, I'm going to take that person out. And you're like, man, ain't nobody looking for me. That's what I tell King all the time. Ain't nobody looking for, ain't nobody coming for you. But at the end of the day, there is. Okay?
I want to try to move on to something positive.
Yeah,
okay?
Positive quote for this week is, and if you can hear that, that is our neighbors.
Right. If you can't, that's good, because we don't need them in the midst of this.
Exactly. But the positive quote for this week is, you must learn to love yourself before learning to love others.
That's beautiful. Fill your cup first before you pour it on in someone else's cup. Can't pour
from an empty cup.
Yeah. Our podcast, of course, is written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and on us. We enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content on a constant basis. You can help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you listen to us, SoundCloud, Apple Podcast. All right, Apple Podcast, if you like.
Exactly. Giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and giving us a heart on SoundCloud makes a huge difference. That allows us to show up in other people's timeline, and then they can listen to the podcast as well. Mm-hmm. And then you can literally Google QKJJ, and there's a plethora of us and all of our details.
Of course, our commitment to patreon.com/QKJJ. We have tiers. We have a goal of 200 Patreons. PayPal, of course, you can definitely visit at paypal.me/QKJJ. And of course, our Cash App at the $QKJJ. Purchasing from our store, QKJJ.org, as well. You can also follow us on social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ. Non-monetary ways to donate. You can always tag us when you are listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Share the podcast on your social media platforms. You are definitely the center. You're the core. You're the heartbeat. And we are asking that you tell two people, all right, about the podcast. We will put this information in our show notes as well. And as always, we appreciate the support. And money is energy. Currency. Alright, we are sending back that positive energy your way, and we hope that you receive it back 100 times over to do the things that bring you black ass joy, y'all. And the topic today is loving yourself, loving those around you. Mm-hmm. And that may be tough sometimes for the first part if you don't love yourself.
Exactly.
All right.
So I'm going to speak from my point of view as a woman, and King, if you would indulge us and speak from your point of view as a man.
Sure.
And like we said, in this segment, really trying to provide you with the information you need as well as with the information that you want, that you want. And this is not all the information. You know, we can't tackle everything involving loving yourself in one simple segment. It's just going to be a few points we're going to touch on. Mm-hmm. And so with that said, we need to start from the very beginning. When you're trying to address learning to love other people, you have to learn how to love yourself first. Point blank, period. Just like King said. Mm-hmm. So as a woman, there's certain steps that I take to love myself each day.
Okay.
So when I wake up, I'm very grateful.
Okay.
Because I think as humans, we get into like, okay, we're going to sleep and it's a normal practice. Us going to sleep, whether you want to realize it or not, you are absent from this room.
You're pretty much
exactly. You're pretty much dead to the world. There are people who go to sleep and never wake up again. Mm. So when I first wake up, I'm like, I'm very thankful because I didn't have to wake up on my own. There's people who have to be awakened. You know, they have to be given the hypo spray. On Star Trek, they give them the hypo spray to wake them up and stuff like that, or you're on life support. So I wake up and I'm very grateful in the simple fact that I can breathe on my own.
Yeah.
I'm seeing through my two eyes and I'm not seeing double vision, because a few years ago around this time, I'm not sure I spoke about this or not, but I was not seeing clearly. I was seeing double of everything. And my doctor was saying that there was a possibility that I was never going to get my vision back. And they were trying to put me in physical therapy. Like, King was there, okay? He could tell you about all of this. Yeah. But I knew that I was not going to lose my vision. I was grateful in the fact that I could still see, because the doctor was saying, like, it could have been worse. And there were just simple steps that I had to take to improve that. So I went ahead and did that. But mm-hmm. being grateful for those small things, that you're able to use the bathroom on your own. Walking to the bathroom and using the bathroom is something that people are like, oh, I can use the bathroom. Or, you know, I'm blown. I got to go to the bathroom for the 20th time today or something like that. But you're able to relieve yourself on your own. There are people mm-hmm. who have bags permanently attached to them. And they're never going to be able to relieve themselves on their own, or actually, like, normally just sit down on the toilet like anyone else would.
That's real.
So, that's another part of it. And another thing that I'm currently working on in my life is maintaining a positive attitude, and that pairs with meditation. Mm-hmm. So, because I've noticed, like, the days that I don't take the time to meditate, my thinking is different. Mm-hmm. Because it's very easy to let negative thoughts accumulate, and that is not positive. You want to be thinking positive things, get rid of that toxic attitude, toxic energy, and thinking positive things and having positive affirmations and just reassuring yourself and saying the opposite of whatever that negative thought is. Mm-hmm. That's like another big thing that I do. I'll take a break right quick. What about you, King? Like, what's
healthy. I mean, that's definitely a healthy way to they get up. And for me, you definitely put me in a different mindset and aspect. For me personally, I go to sleep with the expectation of utilizing or seizing the best of the next day. So my expectation is hopefully to, you know, like most people wake up and, you know, utilize the best of that next day and mm-hmm. to make better of where you currently were.
Yeah.
I definitely take the time to thank my creator personally. I definitely take the time to, before I get too far into information, just take some a quick brief second to myself, breathe, relax, and then move on about my day personally. Mm-hmm. Like Queen said, I'm definitely thankful because there's other people that don't have that same capability. There's some people that have to be woken up literally by medication. Mm-hmm. There are people that cannot see at all. That don't have the ability to hear at all. That don't have the ability to take in any form of senses at all.
Grateful for your senses,
Absolutely. So
that you can walk on your own, that too.
Right. That's clearly something that
I'm grateful just remember for, something.
And I appreciate. But other than that, to be honest with you all, I definitely dive into information early in the morning to try and abreast myself to get caught up. I try to make a nice little net, if you will, to prepare that sensation of each and every day, get you high to a level and then drop you, you know, to all types of realms of information. So each morning I just prepare my safety net. And definitely that night before, I make an affirmation that I'm going to prepare myself to be better than where I was that next day. And that's about it. Just taking every single step at a time. Do I think about it as deep as what I'm providing? Nah, but...
No, like, it's just like because it's something happens. That you've done over the course of your life, so it's natural.
And I don't take it for granted. You know, I want to say that too. So like, you know, taking fruit, like, I do take life exactly the way it's supposed to be taken. Enjoy life because you don't know it is short, but you speak life and death within your life too as well. So I keep a positive tone, positive energy, and knowing that it's going to be longevity within the affirmation of not only within my life, everyone that I'm around, my family, friends, whatever the case may be, I try to make that affirmation as strong as possible. Mm-hmm. So I continue to indulge in the life that we all share. That's about it. That's how beautiful. I take my life. But again, I don't really. You got a little. That's a hidden gem to how you can live a long life to a degree until, you know, whatever the case may be. Until you figure you want to get in contact with what's her name? Man, call for your free reading now. What's her name?
Miss Cleo.
Yeah, Miss Cleo. Unless you want to get in contact with Miss Cleo for some free readings. That's
I was about to say, I'm gonna give me a crystal ball and I will be the new age Neo Miss Cleo. Okay. Have people calling in and I will give you advice that you absolutely don't want to hear. That's gonna be the difference between me. I'm gonna be very, very mean.
Oh man!
And people, because you know, people want that. Like, people want that shock factor, and you gotta give people that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now, everybody being hypersensitive and stuff, it's a perfect time to be a comedian because you're gonna pop off just by saying the smallest thing, you know. But another thing I feel like as a woman that I take my time to think about is body positivity when I'm looking at certain propaganda on social media, because everyone is, there's just like certain, there's a selling point that you're presented with. This sells, this doesn't sell. But I'm always thinking about me and what works for me, you know, even though that worked for that person looked nice and that's not for everybody, even though that's what their selling point is. And just being happy about what I have, not thinking about, you know, like your fingers being too fat. Like, it's little things like that women like nitpick about, men too, I'm sure. But I'm speaking from my perspective and what I hear, like watching different TV, and there would be like different scenarios that they set up on TV, you know, like, oh my goodness, like, I'm so fat. Like, look at me in the mirror. I asked my boyfriend, does my ass look fat in this? Like, who cares? You know, like, I've never asked someone, does my ass look fat in this, except to like get a confidence boost. Like, I already know my ass look fat in it in a positive way. But in that scenario in the show, they're trying to show it like, oh, I look fat, like a hippo or something. But I'm just saying. There's little things like that, but you can't even get caught up in, because at the end of the day, there's people who lose their fingers all day long. Think about that, too.
I would be lying if I said men weren't fanatics, a.k.a. fans, and they watch different sports and they're influenced by specific players. Yeah. And they utilize their influence about their daily routine and how they go about their physical life or mental, emotional life. So I can agree with that on a level. You know, we definitely look at other individuals for certain guidance or preferences of how or how not we want ourselves to be, really looked at in public eye. I completely agree with that one.
You know? Yeah. Is there stuff that you had to, like, avoid?
What you mean?
Because, like, I'm trying to think of an example. Is there something that you stopped looking at or stopped watching because it wasn't the positive image that you wanted to feed yourself? Like I hear certain people saying, like, I'm gonna stop following certain blogs because I know that they're only going to present me with, like, a certain
certain platforms. Definitely. I limit my time and source to even media outlets. I limit my time to, because when you actually get to the point where you start to break down certain information that people are providing you, you kind of just get the sense of where they're going with it. Mm-hmm. So definitely with sports, I'll just say this personally as a man. Recently, I'm not sure if it in general with the highlights that athletes have positioned themselves on the platforms, mm-hmm. speaking about Black Lives and the violence that has happened. But me personally, I've always been into football. I played a great portion of my life. That is a sport that I fell in love with. You know, mm-hmm. that is also basketball. These are sports. Actually, I like golf. There's a lot of sports, yes. that I've actually indulged in as a child. Baseball that I've indulged myself as a child. Soccer. Like, there are sports, I'm telling y'all, that I've indulged myself as a child and I fell in love with. And when I look at our current scenario and where we are, there's a moral override that it just switches for me. It, mm-hmm. to me, is like, well, if athletes can't even get their point across and I'm just a fanatic, I'm just a fan, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point at the end of the day if someone is just telling someone to just dribble or catch a football or just go about their time hitting some ball into the green? Like,
right, don't worry about any of the consequences.
Yeah, because there's always consequences to either someone's action or non-reaction to anything. So that's just me. I have not been big on sports lately. And it's not to say that I don't love sports. I love playing it myself. It's just the highlight of it all. Mm-hmm. If people can't be free and to talk about where they grew up and the life that they grew up around, and yep. they happen to even know the story of someone that they grew up with that was unfortunately a victim, mm-hmm. of the environment that they lived in, but that person made it, why can't that individual speak about that? But I don't want to get, like I said, this is just me in general and how I take myself throughout the rest of my current life. And I don't see sports at this time as an entertaining factor anymore, mm-hmm. because the moral overall code of where we are. Yeah, it's
way political.
It's gone. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with speaking up, because that's, you know, people have utilized sports as a platform to be political. But just as a moral overall code at this point, I don't know. I can't see it.
I've told King, like, I loved, like, with the big ED at the end, love football. There were several different factors that dwindled my love for football. The political aspect of it and the medical, technical, physical part of it. The fact that, you know, seeing concussion alone, like, you already know we're not meant. Humans don't ram each other. No. We're not rams.
No.
That's just not how it go down. No. But when I was younger, I played football. I was the only girl on the football field, but I enjoyed playing football. There was something about being able to just knock someone down when they think they're on like this path to success. Like someone just running for some touchdown and you come out of nowhere and just smack them.
Be real. The football is the only sport where you can assault physically assault someone else and the police will not come and harass
like that,
you.
A young man said, yep.
Yes, there was a young man that said that too while he was being drafted. And it truly, I'm not going to lie to you all, that's how I felt growing up playing football, but no one could articulate that to how I felt at that time and in such an immature point in my life. That mental immaturity until you realize that something is just put in front of you for someone else's entertainment, enjoyment, whatever path that they're seeking. There's been coaches that are there that don't tell you the danger of playing a sport.
And they will incite.
Incite it.
Yes, cut them off at the legs. Like, that's what we're doing. We're just taking people off at the legs now.
So, again,
sweeping the leg.
I just, I'm not trying to, you know, defer anyone from what like to do or watch.
Be a thing.
This
is informing. We tell you what you need to hear because Aaron Hernandez, you know?
Yeah.
There's also, there's several other football players who, and other athletes who had major, major brain injuries that were left diagnosed. This is the crazy part. You never hear that there was a diagnosis of a brain injury until after that person like ends up hurting someone else, ends up committing suicide. They're like, oh, we knew, we just told them, hey, we still need you to play.
Yeah.
You know, so we're just giving you all these different layers to it. So you can go out there, you still do your thing, still support it, but you know, we even as a business, I even had to turn down this woman. She contacted us and was like, hey, can you make me a mask with like a football logo on there? And I told her, like, due to recent events with the NFL and, you know, it just doesn't align with our view and morals and policy as a company.
Yeah.
So, therefore, we don't want to pair our brand with that brand.
Right, which is right.
Point blank, period. They would do the exact same thing. Yep. They would do the exact... It's not personal. It's strictly business, and business is personal.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
Yeah.
So, completely. I'm just saying that. But I'll leave you pretty much at that at this point. You have to be stuck at this point of, not really stuck, but meditate in this point of learning to love yourself.
There you go.
And dealing with all the different layers of yourself. Even the layers that people think are negative about you, you know? Embrace the negative, embrace the dark sides of yourself, because those are what make you you. They're there for a reason. And you have to... Because with certain things, I would say you have to arm yourself, like we were talking about earlier, knowledge-wise, because there's someone who could always come at you with some factual information, like how people use the Bible. They'll say, oh, well, the Bible says, you know, you're not supposed to disrespect your mother and father. Yes, but your mother and father should not tempt your children. You know, you have to know that.
Exactly. This is not the, you know, sideswipe anyone.
Was just an example. I'm just saying, if you have that knowledge of knowing, okay, even if someone presents you with that knowledge, they can use it to their point.
Of course.
Then you can use that knowledge to your point. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Just so like how know larger, yourself. Just like how larger nations give loans to smaller nations.
Just saying.
And knowing that those nations can't pay on those loans.
Yes.
If those individuals cannot pay on that loan, it seems like you got over on those individuals. So that's all we say. Don't cash a check that your app can't pay back.
Yes. We'll get more into this next week. And actually, for our next two episodes, we are diving into Social Dilemma.
Hmm.
If you haven't seen it on Netflix yet, you need to watch it before we get into next week's episode. And before you even watch Social Dilemma, watch The Great Hack. The Great Hack is going to be that foundation you need for Social Dilemma. All right, Social Dilemma is on Netflix. I believe Great Hack is on Netflix as well. Go watch it. Okay, sit through. I know you're probably like, I don't know. Some people just Because I know some people just are entertainment junkies. Like, I don't want to watch nothing informative. Entertainment. It's going to be informative. Think of all the juicy behind-the-scenes detail, lifting the veil on all of, like, Google and Facebook and Pinterest. It got dirty. Mm-hmm. Okay? These are white men with crew neck shirts on with a mic attached to them. Okay? Think about that. In a warehouse in the background.
That's hilarious.
Much. Okay?
So it truly, like, that was literally the setup.
If you That's hilarious. Like, and oh, I think there was a few white women in there. We didn't finish all of it yet, but
may have been a trash can burning somewhere in the background. I don't know.
If that's the type of shit in really tight frames where we're getting like torso up, then you're going to like this. You can see the seat people are in. You're going to like this.
Cake makeup.
Yes. And you see them like coming over. Oh, this is very nervous. And they're like getting hair and makeup to do them. And they're like getting their mic put on. If you like behind the scenes stuff like that, the in between stuff, you're going to love it. Okay. Watch Social Dilemma. Watch Great Hack, please. All right.
This is hilarious.
That is not all, but it's all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at qk.jj for the business and at Queen Jam for the personal. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, and embrace pure facts and conduct your own research. And remember to always smile. Remember to love yourself. As always, I'm Queen Jam. Till next time.
Jerry out.
Yes. Peace. Bye.